What's up, everyone? I'm Lyle.
I'm Kerr.
I'm Cub.
And you're listening to The Hooligans. So, we have discovered an app, a game, if you will, and it is called BitLife.
It's so good.
It is incredible. Now, I found this game, I think, at the beginning of this year, and Kerr and Cub found it later. But basically what it is, it's just a life simulator, but it's all like, it's not like a video game. It's like text, and you're given choices for things that happen, and it is so addicting.
You age up every year.
Yeah, every time you advance, it's another year, and things can happen in that time. So we thought it would be fun to play some BitLife on the pod, because it gets insane, everyone.
I'm so ready.
We're just gonna do one game, and we're all gonna contribute to the choices that are made.
Unless dies early.
Yes, then we'll do a new one.
Yes.
So we are gonna start. Now, it was kind of randomly generated, but his name is Marshall Shaft, which was randomly chosen.
I'm ready.
And he was born in Scranton, Pennsylvania, conceived after his parents eloped in Las Vegas. His birthday is December 1st. He's a Sagittarius.
Oh, yeah.
His father is Clifford Shaft, a real estate agent, who is 47. And his mother is Keisha Shaft, a receptionist, age 25.
Whoa!
And there's a family kitty named DJ.
Whoa.
A what? A kitty?
Yep, named DJ. Now, Marshall's happiness is at 87%, his health is at 83%, but his smarts are at 17%, and his looks at 15%.
That's not good. That's not good for Marshall.
It's gonna be interesting to see how Marshall's life goes. So, let's hit the advance button. Age one, nothing happens. Oh, and for those who've never played this, which is probably most of you, every year things happen, like, in the world that don't affect you, but you can read about them.
Some of them are very weird.
Yeah. Nothing really happened in year one, just stuff about an astronaut. Age two, Hugh Thrasher wants to become your friend.
Oh, Hugh.
He's age three. His looks are pretty high, his smarts are about average, and his craziness is pretty low. Do we become friends with him or reject him?
I would say be friends with him.
I think he's worthy of being a friend to Marshall.
He's crazy. Yeah, his craziness is not high, so that's a plus.
All right, so, we are now suffering from a middle ear infection.
Ooh.
Do we go to the doctor or just ride it out?
Well, I would say go to the doctor.
He's only three. Yeah.
Oh, well, we're only three, or we're still two, actually. So we actually can't go to the doctor on our own.
Yeah, oh. I mean...
we're going to advance.
Can our family take us, or...
Yeah.
I would hope they do.
Shouldn't they take us?
We're at age three. Vaccination. Your mother is taking you to the doctor to get vaccinated. How will we behave? Bite her, try to stay calm, or throw a tantrum?
I'm gonna say bite her.
I think Marshall's a biter. Yeah.
He sounds like a biter to me.
Age four, jump around. While at the park, you see many interesting things to jump in. Do you choose a pile of leaves, a huge puddle, a pile of horse droppings, or a lake?
Or a lake.
You can jump in the lake.
That seems like a recipe for early death, but...
How old is he?
He's five, okay. I think. Four.
Do we know if Marshall's, like, an Olympic-type swimmer at this age, or...
We could find
out.
Well,
his smarts are low, so... Let's go with a lake.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Nothing bad happened.
That's surprising.
Age 5, we are starting elementary school at Baseline Elementary. It is an all-boys elementary school. We have to have an eye exam, also, because the parents are concerned. So it's up to me to make sure this actually goes well.
Yeah, because it's a test, and you actually have to make sure you find the different letter. So go for it, Lyle.
I found it. It's a Z.
Ooh, good job.
Okay, we do not need glasses.
Oh, good.
Our family wants to take us on a vacation to Maui. How do we behave? Be appreciative, complain but go, or refuse to go.
Does Marshall seem like a complainer? He's a biter.
He's a biter for sure. I'd say he could complain but go.
Yeah, he's gonna throw conniption, but...
Yeah, I mean, he is, like, 6, so they can't really just leave him behind, so...
they did.
What?
Your parents refused to take you on a family vacation to Maui.
Wow. Well, Marshall, you live and you learn.
So, Marshall...
You're a biter, you're a complainer, that's what you get.
His smarts are at 5% right now.
Oh, can you boost him?
Not at the moment.
That's not good.
Ooh, age 7. Your classmate Damien Butterfield tells you every day that your face is just so punchable. What will you do? Do nothing about it, report him, or rumble with him? I think we all know the answer.
We gotta rumble, right?
We have to rumble.
Marshall seems like one to watch WWE on the weekends.
Oh, for sure.
So we've got a couple options here. Kick, scratch, punch, poke, right hook, headbutt, or spit.
Gotta be right hook. No.
Yeah, right hook's pretty good.
Now the target. His ear, toes, shoulder, forehead, nipple, nose, finger, or ear.
Ooh.
Oh. Do we want him to get, like, seriously hurt?
I think so.
Probably.
What were the options?
Forehead.
Foreheads. Oh, but a right hook to the forehead seems difficult to manage.
Yeah. How about to the nipple?
Well, that's the only... All right, we'll go with the nipple.
Right hook to the nipple.
Oh, but we missed. Oh. So, all that for
worthless.
Not.
Worthless.
Okay.
Well, he's not smart.
You just discovered your cat DJ drinking out of your juice mug.
Oh.
What will you do? Nothing, train him not to do that, reward him, or yell at him.
I say reward him.
I say...
Oh.
I don't know.
We could train him not to do that.
Well, I did reward him, and he appreciated it.
Oh, that's what I appreciate about you.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Oh boy, age 9, Buck Holyfield. While reading in your teacher, Mrs. Egbert Fish's class, you look up and see your classmate Buck eating a cupcake that was sitting on the teacher's desk. What will you do? Ignore his antics? Report him to the principal? Scuffle with him? Or laugh at him?
I'm kind of thinking that's like a laugh. Laugh at him kind of thing.
You could laugh because... I mean, this Mrs. like eggfish butter nut or whatever. Like, maybe she deserves it.
Yeah, we don't know what she's like. Also, she's pretty dumb to just leave a cupcake out with children around.
Who's just leaving cupcakes sitting around anyway?
Yeah.
All right, so we laughed at it. Nothing bad happened.
Oh, good.
Ooh. Your classmate, Yashem Shirani, has been dunking your head in the toilet every day.
Oh, wow. He's being
report,
bullied.
Report, do nothing, or attack.
Attack!
I think we gotta fight back here, no?
We got to protect ourselves.
Maybe. Options? Spit, punch, bite, squeeze, slap, pinch, or grab. His toes, chin, nipple, leg, nose, throat, or neck.
Squeeze his throat.
I was going to say bite his throat.
Well,
let's
so
get into some vampiricism here.
Welcome. So we watched Roadhouse yesterday.
Yeah.
And Patrick Swayze ripped some guy's throat out with his hands.
Like, he's literally ripped his throat out with his bare hands.
So let's see what happens to Yashem. Ooh. Then we cracked his ribs with a roundhouse to the chest. The damage was really high. But he's still alive.
Barely.
Yashem.
So, at age 11, we are suffering from asthma.
We didn't get anything for assaulting Sam.
Wow. Apparently he deserved it.
Maybe Mrs. Eggnut Butter Squash looked the other way.
Oh, guys, age 12, I'm sad to say DJ the family cat died at the age of 14. Well, natural causes.
That's a good
age.
Yeah, that was bound to happen.
DJ, R.I.P.
Oh boy, age 13, David Snatch, our classmate, I love the names.
His names, though, Shaft and Snatch, Butternut, Milk Squash, what is happening?
So David just blurted out a profanity-laden rant in your English teacher, Mrs. Groper.
Oh, man.
What?
Charge him, ignore, report to the principal, or laugh at him. I just ignore
him. Like,
what? Yeah.
He's just over it.
We've all had those people where we're just like, eh.
Yeah.
I'm just like, whatever, okay.
Ooh, age 14. Your parents just had a baby boy named Jimmy. Your new brother, Jimmy Shaft.
Jimmy Shaft.
Little Jimmy Shaft.
Oh, so... You Thrasher has unfriended us.
Oh well.
Oh, good riddance.
Good riddance to that guy.
That's like a decade long friendship. Do we try to salvage, let him go, or insult him one last time?
Insult him one last time.
Let the expletives fly, baby.
We called him mentally defective.
Aren't we, like, pretty, like...
Yeah, what are our smarts
We're
at?
Not very smart.
Well...
What are the smarts at?
Our smarts are at 6%. Ooh. Oh, yeah, so here's an update on all that. Looks are at 17%. Ugh. Smarts are at 6%. Health is at 72. We do have asthma.
Yeah.
Happiness is at 0.
Oh.
Oh man!
So we're
we should
at
do
age
something
15.
About that.
So we were diagnosed with anxiety.
Well, that's not surprising.
So we're basically like a moderately healthy, ugly, dumb,
sad
little bitch.
Essentially.
Let's try to turn this around.
Well, age 16, Marshall's now suffering from depression.
Oh.
Ooh,
but
good.
It's also time to take his driving test.
Okay, oh,
let's do that.
All right, so what does this road sign mean? It is the sharp curve sign we passed.
Okay. Good.
Ooh, we have a boost available for our smarts as well.
Do that.
Oh, good.
They're at 19% now.
Okay.
They were at like 3.
We're on our
way. Let's go to the doctor, see if we can fix some of our... asthma. Oh, good. We're no longer suffering from asthma.
Well, that's good. But the depression and anxiety is an
issue.
Those
are still going. We're not able to fix those for some reason.
Okay.
Oh, boy. You and your little brother, Jimmy, are quarreling about which musician has the worst fan base. What will you do? Complain to mother, apologize to him, assault him, or insult him? Remember that your brother is like 14 years younger
Jimmy's
than
like
you.
Two. Yeah. How
He's
is
like
he
two.
Even...
How are we quarreling about music?
Musicians.
Bands?
Are you really going to assault
about
him?
About fan bases.
Yeah.
I say assault him, to be honest. For even bringing it up.
Really, like, what's... Marshall's not a great human, so yeah, let's assault Jimmy.
Do we roundhouse?
Oh, man.
Pound, punch, flick, claw, grab, or slap his jaw, knee, face, skull, ear, groin, or back.
Oh, let's, I think we gotta, ear, like, claw his groin.
No, please,
too! Okay, like, flick his ear, something.
Flick his ear.
All right, yeah, we'll flick his ear.
Something not so...
Something like...
Minor damage. So how old, okay, is Jimmy? Yeah, okay, so we're 17 and he's 3.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, so we graduated from high school.
That's an accomplishment.
Do we apply to university, which we probably won't get into, get a job?
Let's get a job.
Enlist in the military or take some time off?
Let's get a job.
Let's try to find a job. See what Marshall Shaft can do.
All right.
Hang on, real quick. Just Marshall has not had any, like, love interest.
None. Well, he's ugly, bro.
He is ugly. That's true.
So, okay. I have played this for quite a while, so I'll kind of skip all the jobs that I know you need, like, a degree for. We'll start from the bottom.
Yeah.
Apprentice grocer. Retail salesperson.
Wait, what? What? What do you have to apprentice in that?
I don't know, but just... do we go for it?
Well, no, I want to hear more options.
Okay.
Fast
food crew member. Mm. A fast food manager. Junior bartender, janitor, real estate agent, receptionist, and I don't know what else you might need a degree for, but there's apprentice painter, tour operator, junior mail carrier, and apprentice photographer.
Hmm.
We could do apprentice grocer.
I just want to see where this path takes.
Where
them.
Does this lead? Oh, have you ever noticed, right, though? Like, you can have the worst job, but you'll have like hundreds of thousands in your bank account. And you're like, there's no way a beekeeper is making $500,000.
Oh yeah, yep.
So, which of these trees do you relate to the most? This is your interview. Okay. Mulberry, cottonwood, spruce, or pine tree.
Mm. Oh, gotta go pine. Shows you're,
I was
like,
gonna say pine, too.
Yeah.
They're sturdy, and yeah, go with the pine.
Oh, we got it.
Yes.
Knew it.
Our salary is $15,194.
That seems high for an apprentice grocer.
It does.
Do you know any apprentice grocers?
I don't.
All right, age 19. Your friends are all joining YouTube. Sure, let's sign up.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Hey, should we try to get Jimmy a girlfriend? Or, sorry, Marshall. We're Marshall.
We can try. Like, he's got a job now. He's on his own. Is he still living at home, though, or?
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't have an apartment or anything.
Is he still ugly?
He's at 0%.
What is he, like, a corpse? Like,
I don't think this is going to go well, but we can try.
Let's see. It's not all about, you know, physical
That's
beauty.
True, but he's also all dumb. Right.
So, we've got Grace Hooper Butkus.
Oh, man.
A 20-year-old retail salesperson at the Murphy Company. Oh. All of her, like, stats are average, and she asked you out.
Oh.
Wow.
Well,
do it.
Yeah.
So, I say we go for it. All right. Dating Grace.
Okay, ooh, good job, Marshall.
Nice.
Age 20. Grace tells you that she wants to save her virginity for marriage.
Oh. What are our options?
Argue with her, respect her wishes, or propose to her.
Oh.
Ooh. Do we propose?
I mean,
we
I don't...
try to propose. Are we just...
I mean, are we really feeling Grace Hooper butt kiss right now?
I mean, let's respect her wishes and see where it goes.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not depressed anymore or anxious.
That's good. Ooh.
Cool. So those can apparently disappear.
Well, he got a girlfriend, so.
Ooh, age 21, promoted to grocer.
Sweet.
It took him 3 years to go from apprentice to grocer.
That's a long time.
Ooh, on your way to the shooting range, you encounter a stray shih tzu. Do you run for your life, retreat slowly, take it to the shelter, or keep it as a pet?
Keep it as a pet.
Keep it.
Heck yeah. So the name it auto-picked is Gentry. Are we good with this?
Yeah, definitely.
Gentry Shaft.
So at this point, guys, like, should Marshall be looking for an apartment?
I think he should.
I was thinking that.
Or a car.
Let's go into the...
Let's try an apartment first. What are his funds like?
He's got $25,000.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
sure.
So we're at
sure
the bottom
do.
Here. He can get a loft, a tiny house, or a mobile home, it looks like.
Ooh, how much is the tiny house?
Yeah, a tiny house.
$20,000.
Let's do a tiny house.
Let's do a tiny house.
He could get him a mortgage so he's not just paying it all.
Yeah.
All right. So he owns a tiny house. Does he need a car now?
Definitely.
Yes, he can drive.
There's a Ford F-450 for $3,000.
Go for
it. You just want to buy it outright.
It's bigger.
I say we do.
Yeah, it's bigger than his entire house, so. F-450s are ridiculously large, so.
Yeah.
All right, so everything is coming up Marshall right now.
Ooh, okay. Marshall's trending up.
Marshall. His car has a failing shock absorber. We'll repair that.
Yeah. Maybe a $3,000 truck was not a great choice.
Grace has asked you to take her to the theater. Sure.
Mm. Ooh, okay.
Ooh. All right, guys. We've got some scandal. Even though you have a girlfriend, a girl named Kelly O'Keefe, who you just met online, asks you to come over. What will you do?
Oh.
And the options for those who've never played are legitimately sleep with her or no, I'm a faithful boyfriend.
Do we let Marshall...
Is Marshall a scoundrel?
Marshall, he's a biter and he fights people. I
remember,
think he's a scoundrel.
His childhood.
Babies.
Remember
he kicked
his childhood.
A baby.
Yeah, he's a scoundrel.
I don't know. This is where we get into scandals and animals.
All right. Well, he got away with it.
Oh.
Oh.
Marshall.
Marshall, ooh, Marshall,
while
Marshall.
Ringing up a... While ringing up a customer at the grocery store, he tells you to hurry it up.
Oh.
Do we slow our pace, overcharge him, or work faster?
Slow your pace.
We've got a smart booster. His smarts are now 30%.
Oh,
good. Ooh.
He's moving up in the world.
So we have a migraine, bedridden for the past 3 days.
Ooh.
Let's go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
All right, we had the flu. We are cured.
Good.
So, I'm thinking, do we try to propose to Grace now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been together for 9 years.
Despite the...
yeah, despite the cheating scandal. Let's go ring shopping.
Okay.
Yeah. What do we get her? A sapphire ring is like $6,000.
Is that in our budget?
It is, because we have, like, $30,000.
Okay. on a grocer salary?
Yeah. Now, at any point, is Marshall going to go to the casino and play blackjack?
He sure could. Maybe the horse track?
Yes. He seems like...
Oh, she rejected our proposal.
Break up with her.
Break up with her and call George O'Keefe for a booty call.
All right, let's see if Kelly O'Keefe wants to get together. No, she rejected us.
Oh. Okay. Well,
let's try the dating scene again.
He is ugly.
Morgan Young, a 31-year-old dental hygienist at Dentistry Scranton.
What age are we at this point?
Yeah, how old are we?
I think we're like 28 or 29.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
So the looks are maxed out.
Ooh.
Smarts are average. Money's a little low. Craziness is in the red.
She's probably cluster B, like personality disorder.
All right, so she's
I
not
say
our
we
type.
Pass on Morgan.
There's another one who's crazy. Okay, here we go. Lanika Goff. 31-year-old camera person at Symmetry Broadcasting Service.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Overall, about average.
Yeah.
But we have to ask her
Let's
out.
Ask her out.
Let's do it.
Ooh, we're dating Lanika.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And guess what, guys? She is pregnant with our baby.
That was fast.
Okay. Well,
technically it was a year.
Well, yeah, but All right.
So we had a baby. The default name is Lisa Shaft.
Seems that's good fine, to me. I guess.
Is it a girl?
Her smarts and looks are pretty. Yes. Her looks and smarts are really low.
Oh, she took after us.
For Marshall. So, should Marshall try to, like, change his job at all?
Wait, I thought we were going to the horse track.
Oh, yeah, okay, let's go to the horse track.
And the casino.
Yeah, both of them.
All right, let's start with the casino. How much do we want to bet? We can bet from 500 up to 10,000.
For the horses?
I say 10,000.
No, this is just the casino.
Oh.
Doing blackjack.
How confident are we in Marshall's blackjack skills?
Well, he's kind of dumb, but I'd say bet 5,000.
All right. Oh, man. So we got 21.
Wow.
There you go.
All right. We made
also,
out.
We're also using my blackjack skills, which are not great.
Marshall, at some point, should also commit a crime.
Yes.
Oh, he should. So we're at 19. Do we stay?
Ooh,
what do they have?
A 5.
Yeah, stay.
Mm, we tied.
Mm.
We're at 15.
Ugh.
Oof.
That's, like, not a good spot.
I say we try and just go for it.
All right. Nope, we bust.
All
right, so we're at 0. Mm. Keep going, or do we leave the casino?
Let's go to the
Let's
horse
try
track.
To commit a crime.
Yeah.
What should we commit?
All right. So there's a lot, which I have to say, I've been playing this for a while, and they keep adding stuff, and it's great. Bank robbery, burglary, just delinquent behavior, Grand Theft Auto, arrange a contract killing, murder, pickpocket, porch pirate, shoplift, or train robbery.
I mean, train robbery or Grand Theft Auto.
I was thinking more of let's contract kill our ex.
I'm gonna go with a contract on this one.
Let's put a contract out.
All right, so there's a lot of people that we can try to kill.
I mean, obviously, the first one that comes to mind is the girl who rejected our proposal.
Grace Hooper Butkus?
Yeah.
Let's
there's
see.
Her. There's our parents.
Who didn't take us on vacation.
Or co-workers. Do we
I
try?
Say
or
Grace.
A random street sweeper.
Oh, no, you gotta let the street sweeper live.
Yeah.
All right, let's try this. So you found a hitman going by the name of John Wick.
Ooh.
Who was willing to pull off the hit. Now, it's 21,000. We have, like, 27,000.
Oh, man.
Do we spend all our money on a contract killing?
Like, do we hate her that much?
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
Let's let it go.
I say now. We then try a train robbery.
Okay.
All right.
Sunrise, high noon, sunset, or midnight?
I like the midnight, like...
Midnight sounds good. It'll be dark.
Into the night, yeah.
It didn't show up.
Oh.
The train didn't show up. So we're a really bad criminal.
We're bad at committing crimes.
So do we try to find a new job?
I still want to commit a crime, though.
Let's see what other crimes we got.
There was GTA.
Yeah, let's try to steal a car. We'll steal this Mustang.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, we did it. We stole a Mustang.
Oh, sweet.
Wow. Nice. Cool.
We didn't get caught?
No, we just stole it, apparently.
Now we just have it at our tiny house.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at jobs. There's not really much better than grocer for us. We could try to go to community college or regular college, but I think we'll get rejected by the regular college.
We could go to community college. How old are we?
Yeah.
Like 30-something.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Let's try it out. Be like a Jeff Winger.
Yeah, we're 30. That's Jeff Winger's study group.
They're ballers.
Oh, Lanika is pregnant again.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Let's have
and it. Our stolen Mustang has a broken water pump.
Do we fix it? Will we I get fixed caught? It. Oh, okay.
We didn't. Sad to say that Shih Tzu Gentry died at the age of 12.
Aww.
Gentry.
But we also graduated from community college and had a baby.
Okay.
Tina Shaft.
Wait, this is the second baby?
Yes.
Okay.
But do we vaccinate the first, Lisa?
Yeah.
I think so.
I never pick no.
I know. I accidentally do sometimes. Like, I'll just be, like, going through, and I'm like, no, no, wait.
No, vaccinator.
So, we can now go to university.
Ooh.
For English, finance, arts, education, dance, engineering, computer science, or music.
Whoa.
Maybe he would embrace his passion for dance.
I thought about that as well.
You know? I mean, maybe he wants to stop being a criminal and
a terrible criminal.
Turn his life around and just dance. I just want to dance, Dad.
Yeah.
So, do we ask our parents to pay, apply for a student loan, or pay with... Well, we don't have enough cash to pay for it.
I think we're going to have to take a loan because our parents probably don't like us very much.
Probably. Yeah,
well, let's see what our relationship is. Oh, no, we have a pretty good relationship with our parents.
Oh, well, we could ask
Clifford.
Them.
It's too late. We already took the loan.
Okay.
Clifford, who is 79, Keisha, who is 57, and our brother Jimmy, who is 18.
Were you just saying that?
Yeah, no, I was just giving an update on the family.
Okay.
No.
So at 33, our friend and classmate Samuel wants you to skip class with him and go post BitLife screenshots on Instagram. Ooh. Do we go with him or refuse?
I say refuse. Oh.
Ooh, but are we trying to make Jimmy or Marshall like a good guy?
Yeah.
He just started college. He shouldn't be truant.
That's true. That's truant.
Religious neighbor. While chit-chatting with your neighbor, he invites you to an event at his church that you have no interest in. Politely accept, tell him you're not interested, or make up an excuse.
Just tell him you're not interested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, why make an excuse? Uh-oh.
So, our house is being threatened with repossession.
Why?
Why?
Our tiny house?
It's a mortgage and we don't have a job because we're in college.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I
forgot you can have part-time jobs while in college, but we don't.
Should we try to get one?
Yeah, we should. But we can't even repair the car because we have no money.
Oh. So
okay,
is our
we
house
need a part-time
gone?
Job. No, we still have it at the moment, but it's not looking great.
Oh, all right.
Let's try to be a mailroom assistant. Okay, cool.
All right, get some funds coming in.
Well, actually, since we also have two kids, remember, our money's going down.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh.
So, we now have a degree in dance, but our house is being repossessed.
Well, can we get a job about dancing?
Well, first we have to deal with the repossession. Do we refuse to leave or cooperate? We'll get a refund of $6,000, but we'll still be in debt.
Or we could squat.
We could squat. We might get arrested, though.
I think we should squat.
YOLO.
Oh, the police arrived. But we didn't get arrested. They just dragged us away.
Oh, well,
that's
good.
Cool.
The kids will be traumatized, but that's fine.
So let's see if there's any dance-related jobs.
There should
there
be.
There are not.
What?
Well, there's... Oh, junior choreographer. Perfect.
Yeah. We'll try to be a choreographer.
Okay, so our interview. Which are we most passionate about? Sleep, new technology, penguins, or sports?
Penguins.
I'm thinking penguins.
I was also thinking penguins.
We got it.
Yes!
All right, so let's see if we can, like, work back to...
All right. They don't know about
I'm
our stolen
tell you,
car.
Maybe we could sell the stolen car.
Oh, let's try.
Ooh, I don't know,
That's
though.
A good
they
idea.
Might know it's stolen.
But then, what
do
if
we risk it?
Yes.
Let's risk it.
We
need
still
the
have
money.
We still have this. We have the sapphire ring that Grace didn't want.
Oh,
oh
sell,
can we sell that.
No, oh, no one wanted it.
Oh,
you gotta lower the
can
price.
Drop the price. Okay, $3,500.
Oh, there we go. We got some money then.
We're still minus 11,000.
Well.
But well, we're going to try to sell the... Oh, we can sell the Mustang on the black market. That might be better.
Do it.
Yes.
No one wanted it. No one on the black market wanted our Mustang.
How does no one want a black market Mustang?
Ooh, okay. I dropped the price. We sold it. All right. Good. It's coming up, Marshall. All right. In the morning meeting, your coworker Levi begins showing off his ability to belch the entire alphabet in front of everyone.
Mm.
Do we ignore, have a talk with him, lunge at him, or report him?
My instinct is to lunge, but...
Yeah.
Let's lunge. You know what?
Yeah.
All right.
He can't... he tried, but Marshall just can't get rid of his aggressive roots.
He's angry. Do we kick, poke, pinch, claw, bite, uppercut, or backhand his jaw, skull, forehead, foot, chin, tooth, or neck?
Well, you know, whenever... My thing is, whenever uppercut is an option, you always choose uppercut.
I feel like that's uppercut true. The jaw could be a good
yeah,
one.
That's what I was thinking.
No, we missed.
What?
Aww. But we didn't get in trouble. So, year after that, Levi is at it again.
Ugh, Levi.
He's on a personal call with his conspiracist friend, loudly discussing the Roswell incident. Report him, lunge at him, have a talk, or it doesn't bother me.
Well, I kind of wouldn't be bothered by that.
Yeah.
All it's right, about we'll aliens, you know.
That's fine.
Okay, it wants us to join Twitter, sure. Guys, sure. I gotta tell you, we're still, like, in the negative here.
Oh, not good. Oh. Our choreography is not going well.
I mean, we're still only a junior choreographer.
You can work harder, though.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's try that.
Try to work harder.
Okay. Hey, and also, I don't know how, but his happiness is 38%, health is 72%. Smarts are 37%. His looks are 41%.
He's getting more attractive.
Whoa.
And smarter.
Oh, guys, Clifford Shaft passed away, our father, at 88. So this is going to be bad because it's our responsibility to plan the funeral, but we have no money.
Oh, we can't taxidermy him? Dang.
No. We have to donate his body to science.
Oh,
we'll have to donate. We'll have to donate his body.
We are depressed. So let's see how the family's doing.
Probably because we had to donate our father's body to science.
Probably.
Yeah, it's not great. So, while choreographing a performance. Choreographing. You need to figure out a way to include a really bad dancer. Put her in the back, treat her like the others, or make her a stagehand. Let's just put her in the back. Hope no one notices. While walking downtown, you encounter an elk. What do you do?
Can we rescue it?
Pet it? Run for my life? Or retreat slowly?
Well, let's try to rescue it.
It was unsuccessful. We tried to pet it.
I wonder if we have to be a vet for something like that.
Maybe.
I've never been a vet.
Our daughter is asking us for $31 to buy some makeup. I don't have the heart to tell her that we don't have money still.
Oh.
Oh, also, let the record show that we're still a junior choreographer and a male attendant.
We don't
have money.
I didn't know we had two jobs still.
We are in the positive.
Oh, yay. We could have given her the money now. It's too late.
Now we are a choreographer.
Oh, good. Moving up.
Oh.
Moving on up.
Lanika wants to break up with us because we leave the toilet seat up. Paula Cox Bradford wants to hook up with us. She's a co-worker.
Do it.
Wait,
what's her crazy level?
Oh.
It's pretty high.
Yeah, roll the dice at this point.
Yeah.
Also, she's Slovakian, by the way.
Oh.
Nice.
Yeah. Savannah King is... We met her at the library. Do we ask her on a date? She's a 58-year-old marine biologist.
How old are we?
I think we're in our 50s.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
she would know a lot about sharks and stuff.
She would.
She would.
She is, we are 54.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. Our fling Paula invited us over to play Call of Booty.
you definitely gotta smash that controller.
Do it.
We did, but Savannah found out. Do we argue or apologize?
Well,
let's apologize.
Yeah, that's fine.
Call of Booty.
Ooh, our mother, Keisha, passed away.
Oh,
now, no. We do have the money to actually bury her as she wants.
Oh, okay.
Or do we want to...
I mean, sometimes I taxidermy them.
Let's go with that.
Ooh,
we got
always...
an inheritance. So we have $230,000 now.
Oh, good.
Guys.
We could probably buy a better house. Or
I don't know where we're living right now.
Nowhere, probably.
A cottage. Perfect. It's like $127,000.
Nice. There you go.
All right, so should we try to commit some crimes again?
Yeah.
We could.
Definitely. Ooh.
So we could hire a hitman. One of the options is Jimmy.
Oh, no, Jimmy!
Our brother?
Yeah. No, we love Jimmy.
But what about Bob, though? Our ex's husband?
Mm-hmm. Which ex?
It doesn't say.
Are those our only options?
No, a random homeless person. That seems mean.
Why would you hire a hitman to kill a homeless person?
Tina, yeah. Our daughter. Vivian Wigglesworth, our supervisor. Or O.J. Dickinson, our co-worker.
O.J. Dickinson sounds like a dick, so...
He does.
Let's take him out. You found a hitman going by the name of Arya Stark, who is willing to pull off the hit on OJ. $18,000? Yeah. We got it.
We got that. Yeah. We have plenty. We just got an inheritance.
Arya pulled off the hit using a crossbow.
Oh,
man.
That's tough.
So,
can you date Arya?
I wish. But in the despicable things that Marshall has done in his life, he has now contracted a murder.
Marshall's not great.
No.
Well, let's carry on.
We have a fever.
Oh.
And we just have the cold.
Oh, that's fine.
Ooh, someone hacked our Twitter and liked 28,000 posts. Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
Lanika wants to get back together with us, even though we have a girlfriend.
Well, Lanika left us, right?
She did.
Hmm.
I say we get back with her and then poison her.
Yeah, let's get back with her and then hire another contract. Kill her.
Okay.
This is macabre.
All right, so who is Arthur Mitchell? Because that's our hitman. I bet that's supposed to be someone.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ooh, he ran off with the money without pulling off the hit.
Arthur!
Do we try the hit ourselves?
Yes.
Yes.
Ooh, let's club them. Oh, she called the police on us.
That's understandable.
We are facing 42 years in prison.
Yeah.
We can't hire the best defender, so we'll go with the middle one. Yep, we're in jail now.
Well, great.
Oh boy.
Maximum
at what
security.
Age?
If Arthur Mitchell
61.
Would have helped us out.
Yeah, I mean, it's really all Arthur's fault.
Yeah.
That's...
Clearly.
Clearly, it's not our fault.
You know, I don't know if she broke up with us, though.
Oh.
That's weird.
Strange.
So, let's try to appeal this sentence.
Yeah, and let's then propose to her.
Well, we can't in jail.
Oh.
We lost the appeal. Okay, now she wants to break up with us. No. We can save our murderous ways for someone else.
Okay.
That's fair. I think we should just wish her well.
Sorry, I tried to kill you.
Oh, man.
All right, guys, so we are just now in jail.
Okay.
We can try to escape, but it's really hard.
I've never tried to escape.
Ooh, I'm going to try. It's actually a small one, so I might be able to do this. Nice. So for those who've never played, it does like a maze where you have to like dodge a cop that's chasing after you.
So like Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Let's see.
All right, let's see if I can pull this off.
Will it work?
We got it.
Oh, we escaped?
We are now on the run.
Oh, yes, we're on the land.
Can we try to emigrate to another country?
Yes, 100%. Yep.
Let's go to Costa Rica.
Yes.
Oh, they denied us.
Oh.
Oh.
So we could emigrate illegally, but we'd probably just get arrested again.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so Marshall Shaft is now on the run. Well, he probably needs a job.
Probably. Can we give him a different name?
Yeah, can we, like, change his identity?
I don't think you can.
Mm. They should take that into advisement. Mm-hmm.
He can maybe be a fisherman. Oh, no, we have a... So they know we have a criminal record.
Oh. Well,
but not that we escaped from prison.
Dang, so he just can't get a job?
It's kind of looking like that.
Mm. Dang.
How about some, like, freelance gigs, Lyle?
Oh, yeah, like freelance.
Part-time. Can we be a fitness instructor? Nope.
Way to go, Marshall. Mm.
It's not looking good for Marshall.
At least he got out.
We did get out.
For now, what if they catch us?
Well, that's a risk we'll have to take.
Yeah.
Alright, so it's not looking like Marshall is... Oh, man, he died!
Oh, what? From what?
What?
Marshall is so sudden!
At 63, he died of old age.
Oh. That's lame. Marshall.
Here's his, Marshall Shaft passed away in his sleep at the age of 63. His services were attended by his little brother, Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy.
And his three grandchildren. I didn't even know he had grandchildren.
Never changed.
His two daughters, Lisa and Tina, went to write poems instead. Marshall got his college degree in dance. Marshall was hired as a choreographer and put in 25 years at Symmetry Dance Troupe. An animal lover through and through, it is said he once tamed a wild shih tzu. Nothing about our murders.
No murders. Well, they didn't know about the one. They only knew about the attempted one. We got away with the other one.
That's true. So, that was the life of Marshall Shaft.
Oh, Marshall. It was a...
We could keep going as one of his children, but... Or we could save that for another day.
That's up to you guys.
Yeah, let's just save it.
Okay.
Save it for a rainy day.
So, that is BitLife. It is morbid, bizarre. I mean, obviously you do things in there that you would never do in real life.
Oh, yeah, like...
Well,
it's like
people.
Grand Theft Auto. Well, some people would. It's like Grand Theft Auto, where you're just like, let's do this.
Let's do this. Let's just choose to murder.
Yep.
In the
Marshall
game.
Marshall Shaft was not a good man.
No.
Marshall had some vices. Gambling.
Murder. Assault.
Yeah.
Hitman. Contractual obligation.
So yeah, everyone, go find BitLife. This is not sponsored. It's just on your app store. There's a free one, or you can pay for it to get rid of the ads. It is
really
fun.
Which was like $2 or something.
Yeah,
so.
It's so worth it. But yeah, that's gonna do it for today's hooligans.
Play BitLife and be your own Marshall Shaft.
Anyway, I'm Lyle.
I'm Care.
I'm Cub.
And you've been listening to the Hooligans. See ya, Marshall. R.I.P.
R.I.P.